It's great to be here on the cusp of a new major announcement for the Australian beef industry. Over a long period of time, we have been working, negotiating with the Chinese government through the Department of Agriculture for the protocols for the export of live animals into China. Now, this has a potential market size of 1 million head a year. We'll start off low, we'll start off probably with 30 or 40,000 head a year and quickly build. This has obviously a big market signal, so that if you want to get on the rails at the Tamworth sale yards or the Gundar sale yards or Dubbo, you better sharpen your pencil because you're about to be paying more for cattle. And this is good. We've got to make sure that we get dignity back into the households of the cattle producers of our nation. I made it my target that I would try as best as I could once I got this ministry to get the price of cattle over $3 a kg live in the yards. And we're heading in that direction. We're heading over $2.50 now live at Darwin, and those prices will work their way through the system. I look forward to the finalisation of this, but that is obviously and quite evidently in the hands of the Chinese government, as it should be. It is their protocols for the acceptance of live cattle, but we have all the signs that this is coming to a conclusion. I look forward to that. Obviously, the true announcement is once they announce it and put it on their website, the form of cattle that the Chinese are looking for are not just northern cattle, they're all cattle, any cattle. That means that everywhere has a new market, and this is good because it's a premium product being sold at a premium price, and it's going to flow back through the farm gate, which is always my objective, a better return back through the farm gate for Australian farmers.
Minister, with this agreement, has there been any specific attention paid to conditions in abattoirs in China so we don't have another incident like we did a few years ago with the live export trade to Indonesia?
Look, obviously we've worked through the SCAS process, and this is why the negotiations are hard, because we've got to get our protocols right and they've got to get their protocols right. They've got issues with us as well, such as blue tongue, and working out to make sure that we don't get the export of diseases that they don't want. And we likewise have stated that we have, in Australia, unique in the world, an SCAS system. No other nation on earth has this. So we are not only exporting cattle, but we're doing it under a higher quality assurance scheme than any of the other nations in the world that export live cattle. And you've got to remember, there are a lot of them. I know that there will be occasions where things will go wrong. Just like on the road, if there's an accident, you don't shut down the road, you manage the problem. And of course, if we have an issue in the live cattle game, we manage the problem. But we are not going to compromise the rights of people in Australia, especially on the farms, especially people who have been doing it so tough for so long. We're not going to say to them, we demand that you stay poor because of our inability to manage the situation.
Barnaby, if we talk about those people who are doing it tough, lots of people, particularly in the northwest region, have almost completely destocked or absolutely destocked. They've got nothing left. If this plan goes into place and raises the price of cattle like you're planning it to, how difficult is it going to be for those people to restock their properties?
Well, I've made $700 million available at concessional rates, and we are moving that money out. And this morning, I've been speaking with the Treasurer of this nation, Joe Hockey, about our further facilitation of making sure that that $100 million that we have set aside, people in that precisely that situation can get access to it. We are doing that as we speak. We know that if we can show to the bank managers that there is a strong forward cash flow in the cattle industry, then that itself is a mechanism to allow people to get access to funds. I'm fully aware, though, of the stresses that people in Walgett and Longreach and Charleville, that what they're under. And that is why currently we are also working at reallocating money from an amount that is already approved into a more efficacious way for those people in those tough areas to do precisely what you asked, to restock and replant.
But if we talk about that concessional loan scheme, we've heard from lots of primary producers that applying for that is extremely difficult. The forms are so complex that they often time out online before people are able to complete them. And it's taking around 30 or 40 hours to compile all the documentation needed to actually fill out those forms, as well as, you know, getting on with the business of actually farming. So would you agree that there have been issues with that scheme?
Yes, and that's why we have streamlined some of these forms. We have reduced the amount that they actually have to deliver. We have drought coordinators and we have rural financial councillors, which I continue to fund to assist people in this process. So if it really is exceedingly difficult, there's the capacity for the Rural Financial Counselling Service to assist. I know that, once more, there are, in these issues, there are things you can always do better. We try to do that. But might I remind people that before we came to government, there was only about 360 people had received the interim farm family payment. Now we've got 4,125. So I think we can tick that box that we made a big difference. So when people say it's too difficult, I understand that, but there are a lot of people who are availing themselves of these funds, and I am reducing the amount of paperwork that's required, and we do have the people out there to help them, and we have increased the resources to do this, and it is, as you know, a precious commodity. It's somebody else's money, and they also do want the proper credit controls on it.
How long has a deal like this with China been in the making for Australia?
Well, we've been discussing it for over 10 years. But, you know, this is what a difference the government makes.
Do you believe that it will be in the very near future that they do announce this?
Yes, I do.
But you don't have an exact date yet?
Well, I leave that to the Chinese. It is obviously their acceptance of our cattle, and you don't rain on their parade by doing the final announcement, which is obviously under their discretion.
Is there a time frame in place for when this announcement is finally made by the Chinese for how quickly cattle will be starting to go over to China?
We'll get rolling straight away. We'll get rolling straight away. We've got all the mechanisms in place to do it. And we're actually looking at further ports to export live cattle from. The good thing about this is that it'll be all ranges of cattle. So in the past, people say, well, the live cattle game's a northern cattle game. Of course, it has huge price ramifications for us because there's such a vast number of cattle up there that if they're not in the live cattle market, then they come south and depress our southern cattle market. But this one is all cattle.